something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Legal and Vital Aspect of Christ.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 10 from verse 1. Let's take a look at this. Acts chapter 10 from verse 1. He says, there was a certain man in Caesarea. Now, he says a certain man. So this is not a parable, okay? Certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, all right? Verse 2, a devout man. This man was a devout man and one that feared God, God-fearing. And he didn't just fear God alone. He feared God with all his house. Everybody in his house was commanded to fear God too. And he gave much alms to the poor, to the people, and prayed to God always. He prayed, not just sometimes. This is why I say, oh, you know, I like that guy. He's not really born again, but he's God-fearing, and he prays all the time. In fact, he sees visions, you know. Verse 3, he saw in a vision. I told you. See, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial. I like this. They didn't come for an answer. They came for a memorial. See, a memorial. Who wants his prayers to be a memorial? You want answers, right? When you pray, you want answers. So God was just writing down his prayers. And that's just that all the time that God's answering. Well, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine arms are come up for a memorial before God. Next verse. And now, send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. Read the rest. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. What thou oughtest to do? Think about this. Why would the man need Peter? You mean everything he did was not enough? Tell me, everything he did was not enough. He was God-fearing. He saw visions. Devout, prayerful. And God said, it's not enough. You need more. Painful to know that everything you do is not good enough. And then you read the rest of the story. See, and when Peter came, he gave him the message of Christ. You've studied this chapter, read the rest of it all the way. That's where you get to how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, by the time you get to the 38th verse. And then go into Peter's explanation in chapter 11. And gives you even more details. simple things. He says, when Peter comes, he will tell you words by which you shall be saved. Meaning simply, the man, with all what he did, was not saved. This is why we preach the gospel to people. The gospel is about Jesus Christ. It's not about what you have done and what you haven't done. It's about Christ and what he has done. Which if you will accept that what he did was enough. He says, through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things, from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. Glory to God. So, Satan has legal power over human beings until they are taken out of the domain of darkness, the kingdom of darkness. When you are born again, what happens to you is you are, let me show it to you, Colossians chapter 1 from verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, how are we translated? He says, who hath delivered us, not who will deliver us. In fact, maybe I should show you the simple way that this was rendered. Go to Acts chapter 11, just so you'd see it. I told you about Peter's explanation when the other apostles were questioning him about his visit to Cornelius. He says, the Spirit of God asked me to go, that's why I went. Because they were asking him, why did you go to the house of the uncircumcised? Cornelius was a Roman centurion, not a Jew. So they said, why did you go there? So from the 12th verse, he says, and the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Read the next verse. Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? Who shall tell thee words? See, he saves through words. Look at that man, Cornelius. He did everything, and yet he was not saved. He was not saved. He was devout. He was prayerful. He was giving alms. He was God-fearing. And yet he was not saved. God said, he sent an angel to him. He says, look, send men for Peter. When Peter comes, he will tell you words by which you and your household shall be saved. Saved. Words. Why didn't the angel give him the words? Because angels are not sent with the words. The gospel must be preached by men. It's our honor. God gave it to us as our honor, our blessing to preach the gospel. Wonderful. I'm bringing you words right now. See, and these words have the power to do great things in your life. He says, he shall tell you words whereby you and your household shall be saved. Amazing truth. Praise God. Amen. So go back to that Colossians 1:13. From the 12th verse, maybe you go to the 12th verse so you put it in context. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, which has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. That means the kingdom of light. Glory to God. Who hath delivered us? I don't know what some people want to do with this verse. Those who are looking for deliverance all over the world. And who are born again. Christians who are born again. I mean, what deliverance are you looking for? I know that there are those who preach it like, it's got to be their experience. So they say they've experienced it. They know what they're talking about. So I say, You know, sometimes I meet with ministers and things like this come up. You know, and I talk about the experiences. And I say, it's got nothing to do with your experience. I cast out devils too. But no devil is going to get me to believe something against God. God said, He hath delivered us from the power of darkness. When were we delivered? I'll tell you. When Jesus died, the payment was made for all sin. Satan had no claims anymore. The death of Jesus was the complete payment for sin forever. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. King James uses forgiveness of sins. It's remission of sins. Greek aphesis. It's remission of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things. Now, what's it saying? By his death, you were delivered. By his resurrection, you were translated. Look at it. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness. When he died, the payment was made, consummated. Satan had no more claims. Because it says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And so Jesus paid the death penalty for every man. He died in our place. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Praise God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0361 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.